Welcome everyone to The Daily Rumor. I'm Dr. John, and this time we're going to be talking about upcoming graphics cards and those cheating drivers. So stay tuned for the next edition of The Daily Rumor. First up, what the heck is going on with NVIDIA and ATI and their latest driver releases? As you may have heard, NVIDIA was caught cheating on their latest driver release, and those cheats boosted performance between 25 and 45%, which is astronomical. How did they do this? Well, basically with 3D Mark 2000 and other game benchmarks, the camera is on a set course going through the scene. If you know the course the camera is going through, you can remove portions of the scene artificially. This is work that the graphics processor would have to do itself on the fly as different frames came into view, whereas in 3D Mark 2003, NVIDIA removed or clipped those planes of view that were not visible to the camera so that the workload on the processor was reduced. A number of other cheats were also found built into the drivers that gave NVIDIA cards an unrealistic advantage when running 3D Mark 2003. Several people then went and decided to check out ATI's latest Catalyst drivers, and sure enough, there were similar, although much less obvious and much less ridiculously brazen, cheats also found in the ATI drivers. ATI immediately promised to remove those so-called optimizations. NVIDIA fought the whole thing and ended up browbeating FutureMark into releasing a statement taking back the word cheat and saying that they were application-specific optimizations. Oh well, still look like cheats to me. Nonetheless, all of this is behind us now, as both of these video card companies know that they are under the microscope and can't get away with this kind of stuff in the future. So what's going on with upcoming video cards? Well, it looks like the Radeon 9800 Pro actually just made it to market, which is excellent news for all you gamers out there. Managed to get my hands on a couple of them and popped one into my system, and boy, the improvement over my old GeForce 4 card is unbelievable. My system is an Athlon XP2500 overclocked to 2.1 GHz with 512 megabytes of XMS3500 DDR. And just to give you an idea of what kind of performance I'm getting with the Radeon 9800 Pro, I'm able to run Unreal Tournament 2003 at 1280 by 1024 by 32-bit color with 16x anisotropic filtering and 8x anti-aliasing enabled, and the frame rates are absolutely spectacular. Not only that, but there are no jagged edges and everything looks absolutely perfect. And while we're at it, what about those 3D Mark 2003 scores? Well, not too bad. With the default test settings, I'm getting 16,698 in 2001 SE and 5,662 in 3D Mark 2003. With a little overclocking on the video card, I was able to get the 3D Mark 2001 SE score to 16,975 and the 3D Mark 2003 score to 5,775. Not too shabby. Overall, I can say that gameplay in all of the games I'm playing now has dramatically improved over the GeForce 4 card, which is to be expected. But what about the GeForce FX5900, which is supposed to be coming out very soon? I still haven't seen it at the distributors we get our stuff from, but supposedly they're still talking about a late June release for the card. I have a feeling that quantities will be limited then, but by July I expect to see more of them popping up in stores everywhere. The price is going to be high, but it looks like the performance, even without the cheats or optimizations, will be slightly better than the Radeon 9800. So it will be very interesting to see when I can get my hands on one if the card lives up to what NVIDIA says they can do, especially without the cheats. So all in all, things are looking up in video card land, with the one unfortunate caveat that those of you who are not wealthy will probably not rush out to buy a $400 video card the second they hit the shelves. Not to worry, prices will come down over the ensuing months, and hopefully by fall, these cards will be down into the closer to $300 range, which is still not cheap, but it's better. That's it for the Daily Rumor this time, folks. Tune in again next time. I'll see you then. This is Dr. John.